Welcome to Torat Imecha, Nach Yomi, with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Mrs. Michal Horowitz, and today we will be studying Sefer Divrei Hayamim Bet, Perek Vav. So we are continuing the journey through the learning of King Shlomo, who is building, or I should say has built, the Beis HaMikdash, and they brought the Aron Bris Hashem to the Kodesh HaKadashim, and now we are in Perek Vav. And in Perek Vav, which is a very long Perek, by the way, it is 42 psukim long, Mem Beit psukim long, so it's very lengthy, very interesting and beautiful Perek, we have what Rabbi Adin Steinzelt writes is one of the longest, most complex and comprehensive prayers in the Bible. Amazing. One of the longest, most complex and most comprehensive prayers in Tanakh. What happens in this parak is that first, briefly, Shlomo addresses Hashem. Then he addresses Am Yisrael, who are standing and watching at the time of this inauguration. And then he launches into a very lengthy and extensive prayer towards God before the eyes of the people. So let us begin. Perek Vav, Pasuk Aleph. Az Amar Shlomo, Hashem Amar Lishkom Ba'arafel. Then Shlomo said, Hashem said he would rest in the fog, in the mist. Arafel is another word for the cloud or the fog of God. It's one of the layers of thickness that Moshe entered when he went up to Hashem on Har Sinai. Va'ani banisi beit zvulach u'mechon l'shivtecha olamim. And King Shlomo says, I built you a dwelling place, an established seat for your dwelling forever. After this opening statement that was directed towards God, and now the King Shlomo turned his face to the people. Vayasev hamach es panav. He turned his face towards the people. Vayivarech es kol kahal Yisrael. He blessed the entire assembly of Israel. Vakol kahal Yisrael omeid. And the entire assembly of Israel was standing there. What are they doing? They're listening to his speech. And what does he say? Baruch Hashem Elokei Israel, Asher Diber Befiv Es David Avi Ubiyadav Milei Lemur. Blessed is Hashem, the God of Israel. He spoke to my father David, and he promised, saying, what did Hashem say to my father David? From the day that I took my nation out of Egypt, says Hashem, Shlomo is speaking what Hashem said to David. Lo b'charti b'ir mikol shivtei Yisrael livnos bayis liyosh misham. I have not chosen a city from all the tribes of Israel to build a house, a complete permanent structure for my name. Rather, Hashem is saying, I dwelled in the Mishkan, a provisional Mishkan, a temporary Mishkan. I had not yet chosen a ruler, a king over my people Israel. And now Pasuk Vav, Ve'evchar b'Yerushalayim, but ultimately Hashem chose Yerushalayim for my name to be there. And we know that the Gemara tells us 10 measures of beauty came to the world, and Yerushalayim took 10. Ki mitzion teitzei Torah, dvar Hashem Yerushalayim. And here Hashem says, Shlomo says, that Hashem says, I chose Yerushalayim for my name to be there, and I chose David to be over my nation of Israel. And my heart was with Vayihi im Levav David Avi. And Shlomo says, it was in the heart of David my father, Livno Baye L'Shem Hashem Elokei Yisrael, to build a house. But we know that Hashem did not allow King David to build a house. And even though Shlomo does not specify it here, the reason for this decision, Rabbi Steinzelt writes it, but it's very famous, David was a man of war. And because David had blood on his hands, it was not up to him to build the Beis HaMikdash. Hashem would save that task for King Shlomo, which here he sees to perfect and to bring to fruition. And now Shlomo Melech says, Va'asim sham es ha'aron asher sham bris Hashem. I have placed there the ark, that there is the covenant of God that he enacted with Israel. And now what does King Shlomo do? Vaya'amod lefnei mizbech Hashem. Shlomo stands before the mizbech, the altar of Hashem, neged kol kahal Yisrael, opposite the entire assembly of Israel, vayifros kapav. He spreads forth his palms. And this, of course, is an expression in spreading forth hands in prayer. And in Pasuk Yud Gimel, it tells us that where did he go? Interestingly, he went atop the kior, atop the kiar, vayamod alav, he stood upon it, vayivrach al birkav, he bends upon his knees before the entire assembly of Israel, vayifroz kapav hashamayim, and he spreads his hands, his palms, up to heaven. Rabbi Adin Steinzelt writes, some understand this as a reference to the laver used for washing the hands and the feet of the priests, the Kohanim. Since the laver was raised, the kiar was raised, he stood upon it, the Pasuk tells us, he kneeled before the face of Israel, and he spreads his hands to the heavens. And at this point, Rabbi Steinzelt says the following prayer, which begins in Pasuk Yudalit, which is heard by the people who were present, is one of the longest, most complex, and most comprehensive prayers in the Bible. It begins in Pasuk Yud Dalet, verse 14, and it ends in Pasuk Mem Beis, 42. So obviously, due to lack of time, we cannot go through the entire tefillah together in the time that we have for Nachyomi, but let us look at some of the psukim and see some of what Shlomo Davin at this moment of great excitement and spirituality, as the cloud we learned in yesterday's parak filled the entire Beis HaMikdash. How does he begin? Pasuk Yudalet, Vayomer, Hashem Elokei Yisrael, Ein Kamocha Elokim B'Shamayim Uva'aretz, Shomer HaBris V'HaChesed La'Avadecha, HaHochim Ufanecha B'chol Libam, Hashem, the God of Israel, there is no power like you in the heavens or in the earth, who guards the covenant and who does kindness with your servant, who goes before you with all of their hearts, Asher Shamarta La'Avdecha David Avdi, you have kept for your servant David my father, Esa Asher Dibartu, though, that which you spoke and that which you fulfilled. You fulfilled your promise to my father this day as we see it before us this time. And now he asks Hashem to guard La'avdecha David Avdi, Es Asher Dibartalo Lemar, Lo Yikaresecha Ish Mufana Yoshev Al Kisei Yisrael. Please guard the covenant that you made with my father, King David. A man of yours will not cease to be before me, sitting on the throne of Israel. So the promise is that the sons, the lineage, the progeny of King David would continue to be kings of Israel, contingent upon the fact that they lalechas b'torasi, go in the path of Torah of Hashem. And now, Hashem, please let your words be proven to be true. And now King Shlomo is going to ask Hashem so beautifully to listen to the tefillos that emanate from this place of the Beis HaMikdash. Pasuk Gidchas, Ki ha'u minam yeshev Elokim es ha'adam al ha'aretz, for will God indeed dwell with men on earth, says King Shlomo? Hine shamayim u'shmei ha'shamayim lo yichal kelucha. Behold, the heavens and the highest heights of the heavens cannot contain you. Is it possible that this house that I built can contain you? Says Rabbi Adin Steinzelt, Shlomo Melech was saying, I know no place can actually contain you. Infinity! Nevertheless, at this place of contact, which is the gate to the heavens, you will reveal yourself to man, and you will answer him. And so says King Shlomo, Pasuk Yates, Ufanisa al Tfilas Abdecha. Please, Hashem, turn to the prayer of your servant, the Al Techina So Hashem Elokai, and turn to his entreaty, Lord Hashem, Lishmoa El Harina, the Al Hatafila, Asher Abdecha Mispalel Lefanechan. Isn't that what we all ask of the Ribono Shel Olam? Hashem, please turn to our prayers. Hear our entreaty. Hear our Rina and our Tefila. Listen to our song and our prayer that your servant davens before you. Lihios einecha pesuchos el habayis hazeh yomam v'layla. May your eyes be open, Hashem, to this house, both by day and by night. Alamakom asher amarta lasum shim Hashem, to the place where you said, God, you would dwell your name there. Lishmoa el ha-tefila asher yispal avdecha alamakom hazeh. That is what we ask, Hashem, to listen to our tefilos that we daven. And today, of course, Har HaMoriah lies in ruin. Shu'alam hilchubo. Foxes prowl there, like we read at the end of Megillas Eicha. Like Rabbi Akiva, then the Masechas Malchus 24b, saw with his colleagues. There are foxes walking there, and we should not cry. So we do not have a Beis HaMikdash anymore. And it is very difficult, if not impossible, quite some poskim usher, everyone asks their own local Orthodox rabbi, to ascend the Har HaMoriah. But nevertheless, we make abodes for God. We have the Mikdash Ma'at, we have Beis Knesses, we have Beis Medrash, we have Beis Sefer, we might have the privacy of our own homes, and we daven to Hashem. And isn't that what we ask? Lishmo al harina ve'al hatfila, sha avdecha mispala lefanacha. What more do we ask than God to listen to the song and the prayer that your servant Hashem davens before you? V'shamata el tachanune avdecha v'amcha Yisrael sha yitpalu al hamakom hazeh pasuk of Aleph. Shlomo HaMelech reiterates, you should listen to the entreaty of your servant and to your nation Israel, that they daven to you from this place. V'ata tishma mimakom shivtecha mina shamayim. You should listen from the place of your dwelling, from the heavens. V'shamata v'solachta. You should hear and you should forgive. And now Shlomo launches into all different scenarios with which God should listen and be forgiving. Pasuk of Beis, if a man sins against his neighbor and the neighbor utters a curse to him and the curse comes, meaning he comes to curse the person who wronged him, or to pray about this matter before your altar in this house, may you hear him from the heavens and act and judge your servants, exact retribution upon the wicked as he deserves, to bring his way upon his head, to vindicate the righteous, to grant him according to his righteousness. We daven similarly in our Shmoneh Esrei, v'lamal shinim al sihi sikva. We daven for the destruction of rishos, for the destruction of bad, and we daven that Hashem should have compassion on the tzaddikim and the chassidim. And Rabbi Adin Steindl's comments, the temple will be the place where all those who have suffered harm can come and ask God to perform justice in his world. Similarly, he continues in his tefillah, if your people Israel are routed before an enemy when they sin against you, and they repent, and they confess, and they pray, and they entreat you in this house, may you hear their supplication from the heavens. Forgive the sin of your people Israel. So what Shlomo HaMelech is doing is going through all different scenarios of when Hashem should hear and listen. Pasuk Chavav, when the heavens are restrained, and there is no rain because they sinned against you, and they pray, and they confess, may you hear them. May you forgive their sins. May you bring rain upon your land, which you gave your people as an inheritance. All different scenarios, if there's famine, pasuk of chas, if there's pestilence, if there are locusts, if there are enemies who besiege them, if there's plague or illness, any prayer, any entreaty from any man shall be heard and accepted by you. Pasuk Lamed, Va'ata tishma min ha-shamayim, hear from the heavens, mechon shiftecha, the place of your dwelling, v'salachta, forgive us. V'nasata l'ish k'chol drachav, give a man according to his ways. I want to particularly, before our time is up, which is coming very quickly, tell you about Pasuk Mem. Ata Elokai, yihiyu na einecha pesuchos v'aznecha kashuvos letfilos hamakom hazeh. What does Shlomo HaMelech say? Two psukim before this parak ends. Ata Elokai, ata with an eye. Now, my God, you na einecha, please let your eyes be pesuchos, open, v'aznecha kashuvos, and your ears shall hear and pay attention, letfilos hamakom hazeh, to the prayers of this place. So this pasuk is so meaningful to me. I think I mentioned a few times I never learned through this sefer before I was asked to prepare it. When I came to this pasuk, I was so excited. Hanging in my kitchen is a panorama picture of the Kotel Plaza on Hara Maria. Very beautiful picture, panorama. And under it, it's framed and hanging on my kitchen wall. And underneath is this pasuk. Ata yu einecha pesuchos v'aznecha kashuvos l'tfilos hamakom hazeh. My family and I were zoche to visit Eretz Yisrael for 2 weeks in the summer of 2019. I was supposed to be there more recently, but then the COVID pandemic happened. That was the last time I was there. We had this chus to visit with Rabbanit Henkin and her husband, Rabbi Henkin, Zichrona Levracha. And for those who remember, their children, Rabbi Eitam and Naama Henkin, were murdered in a pigua on Chol HaMoed Sukkot a number of years ago, and their four children were orphans. And Rabbi Eitam Henkin, Zichrona Levracha, Hashem Yikom Damo, was a tremendous Torah scholar, and they left four orphans behind. And we had the opportunity to visit one evening with Rabbanit Henkin and her husband in their apartment, and she gave us the poster. It's a picture, it's a panorama, like a photograph, panorama, not a painting, of the Kotel Plaza and the Kotel and Hara Maria night. It's a beautiful picture. And underneath the picture, it says, V'ata einai einecha yubsuchos v'aznecha kashuvos l'tfilos hamakom hazeh. And she told us that her children, they did not have a lot of money, Rabbi Etam and Nama Hinken, and they thought that as a way to make money, they loved taking pictures of different places in Eretz Yisrael, and Nama was very graphically artistic, graphic design, so they thought that they would take pictures of different places in Eretz Yisrael linked to different psukim from Tanakh, and they would sell them to make money. And this is one of the pictures that they took, coupled with this pasuk from Divrei Hayamim, Bet, Perek Vav, pasuk Mem. And it's hanging on my kitchen wall. And it's extremely meaningful. It's a picture of Hara Maria, which today lays in ruin. But you have the Kota Plaza. And really, that's the tefillah of all of us. That was the pasuk that Rabbi Etam and Naama Henkin, Hashem Yikom Damam, Tchusam Yagen Aleinu, that they chose to put with the picture of Hara Maria. You could say many psukim from Tanakh, and yet what did they put with it? And now Hashem, please let your eyes be open, let your ears be attentive to the prayers that emanate from this place. Can we ask for anything more? And then King Shlomo says, Pasuk Mem Aleph, Fa'ata kuma Hashem Elokim l'nuchecha, arise Hashem God to your resting place. Ata va'aron uzecha, you should arise to your resting place and the ark of your might. Kohanecha Hashem Elokim yilbashu teshua v'chasidecha yismichu batov. May your Kohanim be garbed in your salvation. May your virtuous ones rejoice in good. And finally, the last Pasuk, good Lord, do not reject the face of your anointed, who you anointed as king, meaning me, Shlomo HaMelech. Zachra lechaste David avdecha. Remember the kindness of David, your servant. Thank you for learning with me, Lilui Nishmat Malka Esther Batzvi Yosef. I wish you a wonderful day of Besuras Tovos. Kol Tov.